State help may be on the way to address Kewaunee County's contaminated well water. As we reported Wednesday, 16 large dairy operations pepper its landscape. So do the fields on which they spread their manure. Today, more than 30% of residents' wells are contaminated. Wisconsin's Natural Resources Board advanced a plan Wednesday to begin addressing Kewaunee's groundwater woes. But not everyone is satisfied. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz listened in on the deliberations.
Kewaunee County's well water crisis brought the situation to a head. Resident Lynn Utesch served on work groups, along with representatives from agencies such as the EPA and state DNR. Utesch says their mission was to move fast and come up with permanent fixes to better manage all the manure that farms, especially large ones, spread on fields. The geology of his county allows the manure to seep into the groundwater. Utesch doesn't see his work reflected in the plan the Natural Resources Board advanced Wednesday.
It should be an emergency rulemaking package. Human health emergency. We are going to have to wait for 3 to 5 years. It wasn't even proposed to the governor. We have waited for years. Your own secretary said that this was one of the first things that she engaged in. Well, I hate to say it, the citizens of Kewaunee County didn't see her then and didn't hear from her.
Originally, the DNR drafted a far more comprehensive plan that would have updated manure regulations and airborne spraying statewide. The scope of the plan officials approved Wednesday was reduced. It would impact only Kewaunee County and other regions with the same geology. The agency says it scaled back the plan to make it easier to push forward. There were also reports that Governor Walker and stakeholders such as the Wisconsin Dairy Business Association blocked broader rules. No matter the cause, Wisconsin Rapids resident Helen Donahue says she doesn't like the effect. She lives in a sandy region of the state where an existing business wants to add a large dairy operation.
It's a sensitive resource area whose sandy soils are highly susceptible to groundwater contamination. The Wasakis' plan is to clear cut approximately 8,000 acres of our currently forested lands to grow their crops in sandy soils that will require constant irrigation. They plan to drill 33 high-capacity wells estimated to pump 7.3 billion gallons of water annually from our aquifer. Along with the constant need to irrigate the sandy soil to grow crops comes the constant need to fertilize with chemical toxins and manure irrigation, both of which will leach rapidly into the sandy soils to our groundwater and put the drinking water of 5,400 people at high risk for contamination.
Other citizens attending Wednesday's meeting echoed similar concerns about a proposed swine CAFO off Lake Superior and a massive dairy in St. Croix County. Before the Natural Resources Board voted, an action which was both swift and nearly soundless, Russ Rasmussen was among the people who spoke. He's Policy and External Relations Director with the Wisconsin DNR.
There's been an awful lot of misunderstanding and misinformation out, especially recently. One that I saw was that this is going to be limited to Kewaunee County. Absolutely false.
According to Rasmussen, all sensitive areas of the state prone to fractures that allow manure and pollutants to seep into the groundwater will fall under the rules protection. Board member Bill Bruins told The Room that he takes the issue personally. His family runs a multi-generational dairy farm in Fond du Lac County.
We're not going to flesh out the scope statement based on the court of public opinion. We're going to go where the facts and the sound science take us. And I think this board is going to pledge to you today that we're going to fix this problem. We're all in this together.
But fixing what's broken requires more than beefier rules. Staff will need to get out into the fields and make sure farmers are following protocol. Currently, the DNR staff is pretty lean. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.